Okay, today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Maaseros, and we are finishing, Be'ez Hashem, the fourth parak of Maseches Maaseros with Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So Mishnah Hey is going to talk about, again, what is considered snacking on Achilas Arai, which you're allowed to do before Maaseros are taken in, what is considered to be an Achilas Keva, but with different types of food. So we've already began that discussion when it came to drinking wine in the last Mishnah, where we had three different Shitos as to how to distinguish and what defines an achilas keva and achilas arai. But over here we're going to talk about other types of food. So a makalif sa'orim, if a person peels barley, kernels of barley, so he takes off the shells from the kernels of barley, makalif achas achas va'ochel, as long as you peel off one at a time and eat one at a time, that's considered an achilas arai. V'im kalav v'naslan tochiyadu, but if you keep on peeling off the shells from several of them at a time and then you gather them in your hand, then chayiv, then that's already considered an achilas keva, and you're not allowed to eat it until you're mafresh maisos from it, because once it's more than one, it's an achilas keva. That's only if you're not right by the threshing floor. But if you're right next to the threshing floor, the Bar Tanura points out, then it's considered to be snacking, even if you do several at a time, because whatever you don't eat, you're going to put right back in the pile. And that was one of the klalim that we've been working with. At any time where you remove it from the pile, but you could always put it right back in, that's not considered to be mitztaref to the achilas keva. Hamolel melilo shel chitim. If a person rubs between his fingers, he takes ears of wheat and he rubs them between his fingers to take off the shell from the kernels. So then menape miyad liyad. You're allowed to sift off the junk that's still attached to it, or that's still mixed in with it, I should say. Once you rub it between your fingers, it's no longer attached. It's loosened, but it's still mixed in with it. So you throw it from one hand to the other in order to separate out the heavier kernel from the lighter shell. So v'ochel, and then you can eat the kernels without actually being mafresh maisos, because that's still considered to be an achilas arai. But v'imnipa v'nasan l'tochiko, but if you sifted the kernels out and then you put them in your lap in order to collect them, chayiv, then you do have to separate maisos. You do need to be mafresh maisos first, because once you put them in your lap, that's already considered to be more than achilas arai. That's considered to be an achilas keva. So now the Mishnah talks about there are certain plants that have multiple parts that are edible, that it's not only the fruits, it's not only the leaves, it's different parts that are edible. So which parts of those plants do you need to be mafresh maisos from? So kuzbar shezra alazera. If you have a coriander that you plant, but you planted it because you wanted its seed, so then your raka pater, the leaves, are pater from maisos, because the seeds are what you really are, that's the primary part of the plant. The leaves aren't considered chashav at all, and therefore they're not chayv in maisos, even though the leaves might be edible, but they're not chayv in maisos, meaning the seeds and the leaves are edible, but the seeds are considered to be the more chashav part of the plant, because they would use those seeds to make a spice. They generally didn't use those leaves at all. So if you decided to pick the plant before the seeds are ready and eat the leaves, or to use the leaves after you already use the plants, then you don't have to, after you already use the seeds of the plants, then you don't have to separate maisos from the leaves. You could just eat them normally. It's not even an achilas arai. You could even eat an achilas keva, because it's pashut nachayiv in maisos. It's considered like a tafel, a secondary part of the plant. But zra'a liyarek, if you planted it with the intention of benefiting from the leaves, meaning you wanted dafka, the coriander leaves, and not necessarily the seeds, then misaseres zera v'yarak. Then when you benefit from, when you eat the seeds and its leaves, you need to take maisos from both of them, because the seeds, because they're the ikur, and the leaves, because that was your primary intention. Rabbi Elazar says, ha sheves misaseres zera v'yarak v'zirin, that there's another type of plant that has three parts that are significant. Dill, you need to take maisos from the seeds, the leaves, and the stems, even if you planted it without any intention for the leaves and the stems, because there is no clear ikur when it comes to dill. Any part of it could be equally valuable. But for chachamim omrim, einu mesaser zer v'yarek el hashachlayim v'agargir bilvad, that nothing, you don't have to take maisos for both seeds and leaves by any other vegetables or any other plants other than shachlayim and gargir, where those kinds of things, they have leaves that most people eat, but leaves of plants that generally people only eat their seeds, like dill, are not, and like coriander, are not going to be chayiv in maisros at all. So the Chum disagree with everything we said up until this point. And then the last Mishnah in the Perek, Mishnah Vav, talks about the chayiv of maisros of the edible parts of the plants. So Moshe Mungam Liel Homer, tomorrow's shall tilton, shall chardol, shall pull a love, and chayavs be maisr. If you have buds of tilton, tilton is fenugreek, or of chardol, which is mustard, or pull halavan, white beans, that the buds are chayiv in maisros, because people eat those buds and they're considered to be a food that's chayiv in maisros. Rabbi Lazar Omer, hatzlaf misaser tomorrow's the avionos vekafras, a tzlaf, which is a caper bush, you need to take maisros from its flowers, from its berries, and from its husks, because all parts of it are edible. Rabbi Kiva Omer in misaser ela avionos, then no, the caper bush, you only have to take maisros from its berries, because the berries are considered a pre of the caper bush, but the buds and the husks are not considered to be a pre of the caper bush. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Hay we learned that if you are peeling barley, you can peel one by one and munch on them, but if you already are gathering them in your hand, then you're going to be chayiv. Similarly, if you rub wheat kernels between your fingers, you can throw them from hand to hand to remove the shells and eat from them, but if you gather them in your lap, then they're going to be chayiv. And then the Mishnah switched to discuss different parts of different vegetables. So we said that if you have a coriander that you plant for its zera, then only its zera is chayiv maisros. The leaves are not. But if you plant it for the yarak, for the leaves, then both the zera and the yarak are chayiv maisros. And then we had Reb Lazar said that when it came to dill, the zera, yarak, and zirin, the stems, the leaves, the seeds, they're all equally chayiv maisros. Whereas the Chum said no. The only thing where you're going to have to, the only type of plant where the yarak is equally chayiv maisros like the zera are shechlayim and gargir. But other than that, we only look at the seeds. We don't look at anything else. And then in Mishnah Vav, we had Rav Moshe Mungam Liel taught us that the buds of tiltan and chardol and pul halavan are chayavos and maisros because they're considered a food. And Rabbi Eliezer, and then we had a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, about a caper bush, where Rabbi Eliezer said that a caper bush, you need to take maisros from all the different parts, from the tamaros and avionos and kafres, whereas Rabbi Akiva said, no, only the avionos, only the berries, because only the berries are actually considered a fruit. Everything else is not considered to be a fruit. It's considered to be like an edible part. Only the primary part, the fruit, is considered actually chashuv enough to require maisros. So even though people sometimes eat the other parts, but that's still not considered the fruit, and therefore is not going to be chayiv in maisros. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the fifth and final perek of Maseches Maisros.